What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast.
Going to start by saying thank you. Thank you because I know what some of you were super fucking patient. It's day two of my podcast having issues uploading. I don't think it's Audio Boom. So Audio Boom is where I upload my podcast, right? So that's the platform I use. I've been using them since I started, never an issue. And for some reason on Apple and Spotify, like stuff is disappearing, it's delaying, it's showing up late. It's just weird. But I don't think it's Audio Boom's issue. So I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna keep doing Audio Boom. We're gonna keep showing up. And thank you for your patience because your podcast is showing up a little later than you're expected. I'm all about routine. I get it. I get it when something doesn't go right. And I know that you lose people that way. So I just wanna say, I appreciate your loyalty and your commitment to supporting me. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. Make sure you share this with a friend or an enemy if you feel like you want to torture them. If my voice is like nails on the chalkboard, then that should be a great incentive to just annoy someone else. But definitely get this podcast shared. I link episodes every single day on my Facebook page, the Brandon Lynette author page. My personal profile, same thing. I'm going to show you a preview of what it is, and then I'll put the link in the comments. So let's jump into it. Today was a busy day around the house. It was like farm day, and I call it farm day because I had to do all the like deep cleaning of like litter boxes and, for bunnies and cats. And then I actually did the fish tank. And bitch, I want to tell you guys, I did not know like fish are a pain in the ass. I didn't know that. Okay. Like, I fought to keep these fish alive for my kid. She's like, one day wanted a fish. And I'm like, fuck it. That's easier. That's easier than litter boxes or dog shit. Like, I just thought it would be easier. But goddamn. Like, I only have a 10-gallon tank. And I'm just like, it could be exhausting. Okay. So, we've gone through a few. We've had two deaths and I hid them very well. So she had no idea. So it was a struggle and a fight to keep Mac and Molly alive. Okay. We did lose one. That was very obvious. I did what I could to keep it alive for like months. Like I had it in a separate tank. We had to like medic tank it and give it antibiotics. And like it was just a fucking whole thing. But ultimately it died. But I have fought to keep Mac and Molly alive. Okay. And they're fat ass goldfish. Like they're just not little goldfish. Like they're disgustingly huge. Okay. These fuckers grew so big. And I do feel bad sometimes because it's only a 10-gallon tank. Okay. And I know like if you go to PetSmart, they're like, I'm sure one of you bitches is thinking, oh my God, that's animal abuse. You have two goldfish in a 10-gallon tank. It's against the law, apparently. But I don't think I could handle the upkeep of a 20 gallon. Like, I barely want to deal with 10 gallons. Like, I'm just like, it's the last thing on my to-do list. You have those lists, right? Where you've got the priority of things. And then there's that one thing that just keeps going to the bottom of the list. Cause, like, this was something I should have done a month ago. And I was like, oh my God. And then it just kept getting to the bottom of the list. And today I finally did it. So I feel really good about myself. Like, the family farm is going strong, okay? Everybody has clean fucking litter to shit in and all the things that come with that. And then I mean pretty much so fucking low key that the only thing I had to do was get my nails done. And I had called yesterday, no one could get me in. And this has been my problem. I've been going to the same place for a long time and I have two fabulous women that do my nails and sometimes they listen. So hello Teresa, hello Yen. And so I called today after I got out of the shower because I'm like, fuck, I better make sure I could get in because I have to bartend this week and my nails are looking rough, you know? And so the owner of the shop, he's a very high strung guy. Like the dude gives me anxiety just watching him. Okay. He freaks the fuck out. And bitch, I've been microdosing. So it's a lot. But I get out of the shower today. I'm literally standing in a towel and I call them and I'm like, hey, can I get in with Teresa or Yen at, I was like two or three. And he just starts talking really fast. He's talking to them. And he's like, 10 minutes later, he's like, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, don't be late, don't be late. And so I have this crazy ass anxiety pitch. I barely threw on a sweatshirt. Like I'm out of the shower. At least it wasn't hair washing day. Okay. So my hair is still in a clip, but like no makeup. I didn't even have time to put on deodorant. I threw on some slides and it's been snowing in Michigan. So I'm walking in the snow, just wearing flip-flops and finally got it to do that. That was the excitement for my day. I'm like, this motherfucker gives me anxiety. Just like talking to him on the phone, I'm speeding the whole way there. Like I'm running out the door, still trying to pull up my pants. That's how fast, because he's like, don't be late, don't be late, don't be late. And you know, it's like, I know him, I watch him, I know he freaks out, but still, like, as a guest in someone's business establishment, I'm thinking when I walk in, there's like 100 people in the waiting room and like, I really can't fuck around or I'm going to find out. And today's the last day I could get in before, you know, until next week. So yeah, that was like the most intense part of my day today, but I did make it in and I'm always glad when I do, because they do a beautiful job and you just feel more human when your shit's taken care of, like 100%. So that was my excitement. Now I'm hanging out with you bitches and we're going to talk about ways to get to know yourself and we'll see where that conversation leads us. But I just feel like, do you know yourself? Do you know the things that make you happy, the things that you don't like? Or is it things that you think bother you because they bother someone else? So you've made that decision or adopted that on your own? I don't know. I want to know. Because I feel like the odds are that you don't know yourself very well. Like you don't know the darkest parts of you. And this is why I post in my Facebook group. Make sure you're in there, the Listen Bitch Facebook group. I post journal prompts every fucking day. Because I want you to get to know even the darkest parts of you. You guys think that that shit doesn't matter. And there's this whole toxic positivity genre out there of people just like not allowing you to seek out the dark sides of yourself. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but like you avoid knowing who you are because the idea of it is so uncomfortable because you know how dark your thoughts can get. That's it. And if you ever have to face yourself, you retreat. That's what happens. It's like self-preservation mode. And this is why you become a people pleaser. So if you are someone that is out there just like trying to make everyone else happy 100% of the time, then you probably struggle with getting to know who you really are. And ways you retreat, you're going to be fucking playing on your phone, snacking. You're going to turn on the stereo or the TV, finding ways to distract yourself. That's it. Like, bitch, if you talked with someone for 30 minutes, you would have a solid handle on what they were about. You know what their weaknesses are. You know why their lives are less than ideal. All of it. But you can't quite figure out why your own shit isn't on lock, right? Isn't it fucking weird to you that you can have a deeper understanding of someone you barely know than you would have of yourself? This is something I love. I told you guys this week, I get overstimulated easily. So when I'm home all day, I've got my messenger boxes going off, my phone is ringing, text messages. Plus I have 100 kids talking to me. I'm trying to homeschool. I'm trying to do all the things plus tame the voice in my head. And before you think, oh my God, how do you really fucking do that? I do microdose. So make sure you tune into Monday's episode where I talk about why microdosing is everything. But this is something that I know to be true. I get overstimulated. So when I get in my car, like when I was driving to go get my nails done today, complete quiet, 100% quiet, because I was already overstimulated. And then I felt that pressure of like, I had a time limit, like I have to show up or I'm not getting in. It was quiet. Even on date night, when my husband and I get in his truck, he's like a music maniac person, but he's not as absorbed into our life as I am. That's the truth. Like he works a lot. He gets to be particular on like what's going in and out his head, right? He listens to podcasts, he listens to music, and that's the majority of his day. I'm like getting draining energy because I've got kids and people like pulling me at all corners of the universe. So we get into his truck and I'm like, it has to be quiet. It just has to be quiet. There are so many times where I really just have to have the quiet. And for me, especially, this is where meditating has really just been the saving grace in my life, is that it has taught me to be able to spend time alone with myself. That's it. And it could be, this is something you have to do. And it could be 20 minutes at the end of the day after everyone else goes to sleep or go off by yourself, but you need to find time where you're just truly alone and not with a distraction. No books, no devices, nothing else that you can find amusing, just you and you. And the ideal setting is sitting in a chair, face a blank wall, and you have nothing left to do but to converse with yourself. and have the conversation. If you're looking for journal prompts, get into my group, because I tell people this should be your journal time where you're having that conversation with yourself. Every time you journal, it should be like, oh, I want to get to know this bitch. Like, I want to dive deeper into the situation. And the truth is, I want you to give yourself that freedom of like, no one's going to read your shit. Like, you could fill up this journal and light it on fire. And I've thought that sometimes, like when I have anxiety and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I think, fuck, I should have burned that journal, right? Like, I go through that process. If you really are raw with yourself in any moment of like seeing your life flash before your eyes, you're going to think, fuck, I need to burn that journal. Like, that's how honest and raw I want you to be with yourself. And what do you say? I want you to say the same things you would say to another person you were trying to get to know. Like, you know how to do this. You ask yourself the questions and then you answer them, but you don't have to bullshit and try to pretend, because my whole life, I spent years trying to be what I thought people wanted me to be. So I was never true to my core beliefs and like just that base of integrity. Like, bitch, I told you we're watching. We started the show yesterday. My husband and I are watching. I think it's Outlast, and I'm going to keep saying I think because I don't fucking know, but I'm pretty sure it's Outlast. So we watched like episode 3 and 4 tonight. Okay. And people got shady as fuck. Like, you can see there's two guys that are really struggling with integrity, and there is a team of fucking shady ass people. And I think I would want to be the people with integrity. I get that we're trying to win a game, but no matter what you're doing in life, you want to have integrity. And I'm telling you, if you're struggling out there, if you're flailing, if you're just not sure what to do, I promise, go with your integrity. Get solid on your foundation and the direction, the flow, the energy of that, like the current of integrity literally carries you where you need to go 100% of the time. And I know they always say, like, why do bad people always win? And it seems like they do, but they get to the finish line faster. So they attain like what it takes to win, but they hate themselves and they decompose at that moment, whatever it is. You can't look yourself in the mirror. People that play the long game, that stick to their integrity, that stick to their core values, that figure out who the fuck they are and stay true to that, they win. Even if it's not the $1 million prize, I promise they can sleep easier at night and they can look in the mirror without disgust and they have pride. There are some things that you cannot put a price on. And I promise that the spiritual warfare that we are experiencing in our lives is going to say choose integrity or money. And a lot of people are like, fuck, I need the money because I'm doing this for my family. And that's what matters to me. Well, not if you lose your integrity, because nobody's going to be proud of that. These people are literally recording a TV show that's going to be there forever, where people get to see who were they really when it mattered. Were they thoughtful and caring and stayed true to who they were? That's the thing about life. I've seen a lot of people get to the top of where they are, but they didn't do it in a way that carried themselves with integrity. They ended up getting burnt out and then fucking deflating everything, losing everything. People say like, you don't end up with who you start with. And that's because the process of like what we do to get to be where we want to be is not, you can't be proud about it at all times. Some people end up choosing money over integrity, and I don't want you to be that person. So start having these conversations. Start getting to know who the fuck you are at the core of your foundation. Are you doing things you would be proud of? And I look at my husband and I see the things he does, and I know he can look himself in the mirror. He's fucking proud. He's one of those men that loves the idea of providing for his family. Like, that's a thing to him. And I'm all about supporting that hierarchy in our house of just like allowing him to have that feeling. It supports his masculinity. And I see that. If he went to rob a bank, he would not be the same person, no matter how much shit we could talk. And bitch, we could talk shit. Like, just go rob the bank, babe. It's fine. Just take off. I mean, and we could justify anything we do. And that's what these people in this game are doing. They're justifying it. But at the end of the day, when you're just a fucking savage, you're a savage. That's it. And I don't think this is the time in life where we have to be that. I think our integrity is everything. So I want you to get to know, like, what are your core values and beliefs? You can't skip this part of life. You can't. And if you can't get past that idea of like, I just want money, then bitch, you may as well just go start OnlyFans. Don't bother listening to me, because I'm going to take this as a shortcut for you. Literally, show the world your boobs. Fast track to, you know, becoming a fucking influencer and sell out. that's it. I'm taking the way of integrity. Like, I'm not going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to do what it takes. And the reason I know that I'm good to stick to what it takes is because I'm very solid in my core values and my core beliefs. You have to get to know yourself, and journaling is a great way to do that. So go through the conversation. It's like day one. If you don't know where to start and you haven't been in my Facebook group where I post journal prompts every fucking day so you can expand the conversation within yourself, number one, sign up for that right now. Get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group and literally Monday through Friday you're getting a journal prompt. And this is just a way to express the relationship with yourself, to get to know yourself on a deeper level with no shame, no judgment, no hate, just all fucking love and gratitude. Like, who you are is who you are. Let's grow from there. Start with, like, what do you do for a living? Do you like it? Really, you don't like it. Why do you stay at your job? And start communicating with yourself real answers. Why do you stay at a job you hate? Ask yourself, what is the most important thing to you? Why? Why is that the most important thing to you? Answer the question. And you don't get to judge yourself. You come from a place of love, because this is just going to be something that levels you up to a new vibration, a new way of being, to empower you to become the person that takes control of where you're going. Ask yourself, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Talk about your childhood, good, bad, and the ugly. I'm telling you guys, I just took a trip last week, 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks, I think, this week, where I went to Colorado and I was by myself in a car, exhausted. And I really took myself through these conversations. Like, memories came blasting at me from my childhood. And it, like, opened the floodgates, because I have so many memories coming up in the past 2 weeks that I'm just like, wow, I don't even, where did that come from? Like, it's so crazy how much I turned off. I just shut that part of me down for survival mode. And now going back to remember it, it doesn't all feel good. Some of it, I still get that really sick feeling and I want to brush it away, but I've learned, I'm like, nope, I just have to give this the attention that it needs and heal it. Like, who am I today? Who am I today? And am I honoring that person who feels terrible about what they did? Fuck yes. And you've got to be thorough. You have to ask yourself the tough questions. You have to review your life from literally the very beginning and think about the earliest memory you can in your childhood. All of it. Think about the painful experiences you suffered. How the fuck did that affect you? What would you tell yourself if you could go back in time? And I'm literally talking about that with Yen today, about who we are today versus who we were as a kid. And she's like, I really love this calm, mellow life. She had a tumultuous childhood, right? So she is that person who just really, like, her mode of survival was to just keep things calm. And I'm a person who found pain in being stagnant. Like, I can't be the same person every single day, because I saw someone who never changed. Every experience in their life, I never saw them grow from it. I never saw them become a better person. I never saw them take control and choose happiness. So I refuse. I refuse to be that person that just kind of stays stagnant and is like, this is who I am. Bitch, if someone is telling you, like, this is just who I am, like, fucking run. That's toxic ass shit, okay? But I want you to think about, like, what do you want for the future? What are the challenges in your life right now? What should you be doing? Have a conversation with yourself about the things that make you cringe. All of it. And bitch, you could burn it. You could burn it, okay? I get it. You have to stay with this, because the truth is, you're going to be like, this is fucking stupid. I'm wasting my time. I have other shit to do. And that's you being a little bitch, okay? Not the cool version of a bitch, but I'm talking like, you're a fucking pussy. This is no different than turning on the TV or playing with your phone. It's avoidance. You're trying to escape the one thing you should be facing, and that's you. And I'm never going to stop advocating for meditation. In fact, I feel like I should do a whole day of meditation. We do fucking microdose Monday, so why not day of meditation? Because in conjunction with having an intimate conversation with yourself, learn how to meditate and make it a regular part of your life. The truth will always come out. And that's it. I'm very honest. Avoid judging your thoughts. Just observe and accept them. I'm very honest about, like, being willing every single day. Even my intention with the microdosing is to be like, what do I need to face today? And I face some ugly shit about myself, whether it's like where I could grow in the area of a parent, right? Some days I really take for granted. I think I'm the best parent, but I realize, like, no, bitch, you've kind of been snappy. Like you have a little shortcomings here. And the same thing of being a wife, I end up becoming cocky. And if you are becoming like just a fucking asshole in your life to think that you are suddenly on a pedestal and you're not deserving of putting in the work, you're fucking yourself over. And this is where I get called out. I call myself out all the time. Like, bitch, I start worrying about like, what is my husband doing and not doing for me? That right there is a clear sign of like, I'm not stepping the fuck up. What am I not doing for him? And the minute that I stop making it about me and I get the clarity on like, how am I representing myself in this marriage? How am I representing myself as a parent? Those relationships become closer to me. And these people end up, you know, being a huge part of that level up of that next vibration. Nobody wants to be around someone who is like, why aren't you doing this for me? Why are you like this? What? I'm missing this. I really need this from you. Needy ass motherfuckers. Like, that's not going to work. You do your part and the people will always meet you where you are. The people in your life will always meet you where you are. So many fucking people avoid taking time to examine their lives with themselves. We look at other people and guess what the fuck we do? We judge. We point out their weaknesses, even quite accurately, even if we barely know them. But we can't see the things that others can see in us immediately. So I want to ask you this. Why do you keep distracting yourselves from knowing the truth? It's easier for you to judge someone else like, oh my God, he's a negative motherfucker. When the truth is, look in the mirror. We find the things in other people that bother us. We find it fast because it's a part of who we are that we don't like. And that's the truth. You always see the things that bother you in other people that are things that bother you with yourself. So let's keep distracting ourselves. Like, let's get back on our iPhones. Let's get back on YouTube. Let's scroll Facebook. Let's check out Instagram. Let's watch TikTok videos. Let's, you know, play video games. Everybody is distracting themselves and not facing the truth. I promise if you want to collapse time and really get to where you should be or where you want to be, the next right step in your life is to put down the distractions and get to know who the fuck you are. You're going to continue to struggle in the same way you've been struggling all your life if you're not willing to take the important step of getting to know who the fuck you are. Once you do, you pave the way for creating a life that's more meaningful and satisfying. It's time to take responsibility. Responsibility for where you are. You have to stop blaming people. Stop looking at the past, stop blaming the past and understand like, yeah, maybe you didn't choose to be born in the situation you were born in, but as an adult, you get to choose what comes next. 100%. You're in control. You want to be the best version of yourself, then get to know who the fuck you really are. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Stop trying to lie to yourself that you don't have flaws or shortcomings because we all do. Bitch, I fucking share my shit with you guys all the time. Everywhere I struggle, I'm like, fuck, this sucks. Here's this. I show my ass every single time. That should make you proud to be able to face yourself. You don't put it on blast. I'm out here putting it on blast. I struggle with this. I struggle with it. And I put it out here so that I could show you like you're not special in the ways that you think you are. You think you're special because you're suffering. You think you're special because you're beating yourself up. Nope. Brandon Lynette is a motherfucker. And she's tough on herself. Like I literally am talking about this today. And I realized how gross it sounded on the outside where I beat myself up. Everything I've done, everything I do that, you know, 14-year-old Brandon would fucking flip her shit. That little fucker wanted a book published her whole life. Okay. 12. I was like 12 years old. She wanted that shit done. She wanted to have a book out. She wanted to be a boss, work for herself. She wanted, you know, a family with a lot of kids. Well, no, she didn't. That's a lie. I really didn't want the kids until I had a kid. And then I'm like, I want all the babies, but I wanted to make a difference in the lives of kids. I'll tell you that. I mean, I knew I was going to be a foster parent. I did that. Every fucking thing I've said I wanted to do, I did it. But guess what? I sit here in this life today. And I'm like, fuck, Brandon, you're not doing enough. And I'm disgusting to myself. Like, where should you be? Where should you be? I can't stop and just allow myself that time to celebrate. Like there's a 12-year-old version of me, you know, on a parallel universe who's doing backflips. Like, fuck, we did it. I never, ever allow myself the time to stop and celebrate because I think that's weak. I think, fuck you. You're not doing enough to be able to celebrate. You're just not. And I feel like that's a toxic ass trait from people that succeed. People that are making their dreams come true. Our toxic trait is like, we're never doing enough. No matter how much good we've done, we're never doing enough. And that's not healthy. I want to help you guys not be that person. Like, let's fucking celebrate everything. Like, fuck Brandon Lynette. Who the fuck is Brandon? People don't know that bitch, right? That's my sick mentality of like, people still don't know you. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. And I'm going to keep going. But it's not about people knowing me. It's about people hearing my voice and hearing what I have to say and understanding, like, fuck, she's human. She's human and she's not afraid to admit that she fucks up. She's not afraid to admit that she is a fuck up and that she makes mistakes and that life is messy and that nothing is perfect and that nothing is perfect. Me as a mom, not fucking perfect. I fuck up all the time. Me as a wife, not fucking perfect. I guarantee he'd give you a whole shit list of things that are not perfect. Me as a daughter, as a sister, fucking fucked. I barely started talking to a sister that I haven't talked to in 8 years because I was fucked up. Because I said some shit that I didn't need to say. I didn't need to say. I preach about don't be a toxic human. And guess what? Half the relationships in my life are not there because I was toxic. It's just fucked up. But I'm showing you that you could be fucked up and still fight to go to the next vibration. And you could still fight to take control over the creation you have, over your life, over that power. Every single day, I still wake up and I choose my husband. And I'm like, thankful that he puts up with my shit. And there are days I wake up that I'm like, he should be fucking thankful I put up with his shit. Like, there's times I want to slit his throat. That's not a secret. Okay. And the same. My kids, there's days I want to just get in the car and drive. And just keep driving because it's fucking hard, motherfuckers. No matter how much I love them, I promise it's fucking hard. There's nothing about my life that will ever emulate perfection. Don't ever, ever fucking look at me and think, oh my God, she has it figured out. Bitch, I don't fucking know shit. I don't know shit. I share with you the things that are working for me in the fucking present moment. Where I'm at now, I'm real and I'm raw. And I go through growth periods. Fuck yes. And I celebrate that. And I'm giving myself the grace to just be excited for where I am. Cause holy fuck, 5 books. I've got a coaching business. I've got some amazing classes. I have another business. My husband and I are starting a business. I'm bartending. I do a podcast. I'm having a great fucking time. I'm waking up to do the things I love, but it took me a long time to get here. And it's still taking me time to release the things that are not serving me. I am struggling with some shit in my life that's not serving me. And I'm like, I gotta let go. And I know I gotta let go. Do you know what stops me? Money, bitch. Yeah. Yeah. That's like the defining factor. But I'll sit here and preach to you all day long. Like, don't let money decide what you do because it's gonna drain you. And what do I know? The truth of what the fuck I know, if you just let go of that thing that's holding you back, the blessings come through. Because once you finally shut the fucking door that's not meant for you, other doors open on a grand scale. I've lived my life taking leaps of faith, and this will be no different. This will be no different. I'll get there on my time. I'll get there. And I want to help you get there. And I want you to understand that even if you heard me say this, it may not be your time, but bitch, it's a seed that's planted. That's where my confidence comes from. It's a seed that's planted. You may be months behind me, maybe not even starting on your first dream to come true since you were a kid. How many dreams did you have? Get to know who the fuck you are. Who were you? Who are you? Who do you want to be? Get to the core of that and fuck everything else. I want you to shut off every distraction you have today. That's your homework assignment. Shut the fuck off of everything, like everything. Tune it out. And I want you just to sit in a room alone and figure out who the fuck you are. I hope you cry, bitch. I hope you laugh. I hope you get uncomfortable. All of it. I want you to feel every fucking feeling. Because at the end of that, you start to break down to what the core values and beliefs of what make you you really fucking are. Not what other people said. The minute you hear someone else's voice, fuck that. What is your truth? What is your belief? What do you want? Literally your world, and you're creating it. You are magic. You are powerful. You are strong. You have survived the worst of every fucking day just to get to this point where you can hear this message and be like, you know what? Fuck yes, I am. I'm going to get to know who the fuck I am, and I'm going to do this shit. That's it. You don't get to skip the steps. You want to be confident? You want to know what to do when you get lost. You want to avoid burnout. You want to be successful. Get to know yourself. I love you, bitch. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.